T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. As I just waltz into the studio here at the very last second, but I did it just in time. That's just in time delivery, Carl Middleman. Didn't you appreciate that?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so. He was yelling at me down the hallway. I was deep in production back there, Carl, getting things ready for the next segment of the Mark Cox Morning Show. So glad you could be with me.
You're ready. I'm not.
Carl, you're always ready.
Okay. Well,
honestly.
We'll fake
don't
it.
Don't you think? No.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though. Hope everybody's having a great day. I'm going to have a great day. I get to go to golf today. I thank you to my friend Joe for the invite. And I'm...
Wait a minute. Did you not invite yourself? Didn't you say
I
the other day, I wish I could golf on Friday?
No, I did not say that. I do not remember saying that. I was invited to go visit Dr. Green on Friday.
I didn't know that Dr. Green meant golf. Until
just
this
code
week.
Word. Honey, I'm going to see Dr. Green. I have an appointment with Dr. Green today.
Well, that's one doctor appointment right that men don't mind making.
This is true. This is very true. It doesn't mean it's going to turn out well, but a bad day on the golf course is still a good day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Looking forward to a little R&R today. That'll be good for the soul, don't you think, after a long week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty out there. It's going to be a little windy, but with my golf game is so bad, it doesn't matter.
A good game on Good Friday.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, happy Good Friday to everyone today as well. And my understanding is that normally, that we talked to Sue about this earlier, that the Reardon show had been doing live fish fries every day. Not today, though, right?
No.
Probably just too busy on Good Friday, I'm guessing.
A lot of the churches don't do fish fries on because it's a solemn
True.
Day.
Yes.
Well, so Friday's good because Sunday's coming. It's a new Phil Wickham
right.
song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like, the VFW halls and some churches are doing fish fries still.
I mean, my church has I don't go to a Catholic church, but we have a service tonight, you know? So I would imagine
noon.
A lot of church. Oh, yours is noon? Okay. Ours is in the evening.
Yeah.
Noon or 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, happy Easter weekend to everyone as well. Looks like we'll have some decent weather for it, too, for the Easter egg hunts and all that, which are already planned.
Yeah.
Should be good.
My in-laws were going to their house on Saturday, and they're having an adult Easter egg hunt, and they're planning to hide money.
Wow.
Like cash.
Are you not going?
No, I am. I'm like, I'm wearing tennis shoes. I think my father-in-law is like, all right, let's make sure this is like a clean egg hunt, you know, like that we don't get too competitive.
I love
that. We're all competitive.
I've never heard of that before. Competition is on.
Oh, yeah.
There's cash to be won. You're going to be hip-checking people and everything.
We're not talking like $5, $10, even
20. What are we
talking
about?
I heard there was a 50 involved, and I don't know if they're listening right now and want me saying this on the air, but I'm telling you.
Where is this?
Yeah, you're not going, Carl.
And you're doing this on Sunday?
On Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday.
We'll be with my family on Sunday and his family on Saturday.
So his family, your mother-in-law, who is such a fan of the show, might need to invite me to this. There's cash on the line.
I don't know.
I don't know. Is she listening this morning?
She'll text me if she is.
Oh, I see. All right. I'm just kidding. Have fun. That's a great idea. Get people in the spirit by offering them some money. I love it. It's hard to fit a bottle of bourbon into an egg. So
you could do the little mini one of those big eggs with the little mini bottles like you get at the airport.
Yeah, or the convenience store. Yeah. All right. Let's get on with it. How about that, Carl? Let's get to the short list. Surprise me, Carl, please.
All right.
The Mark Cox short list.
He won't leave office. I mean, just think about, we know he tried once not to leave office. And he will have no incentive to guarantee a peaceful transfer of power.
Is it really possible to be that dense? Does Liz Cheney really believe the BS that comes out of her mouth?
When I was a kid, the Democratic Party was at the lead of fighting for voting rights for every American.
Yeah, not anymore. That's RFK. You recognize that voice anywhere these days. He claims his own party is trying to disenfranchise him.
What surprised me was that she said she was so offended by the question. And of course, you were in the White House and you understand what it's like to have talking points, but also to prep for interviews.
Yeah, that was the radio host who got hung up on by Corinne Jean-Pierre. And now the White House claims that the radio station edited it to make it sound bad.
Enter Cori Bush. The congresswoman sent this letter Thursday demanding answers from Walgreens. Bush wants to know why the company closes stores in urban communities.
Yes, she does. She's demanding answers. I rise for the people of St. Louis is what Cori Bush says whenever she opens her mouth in Congress. And now she's mad. She's so mad. How mad is she? That's a kid's book. I love that one. He's so mad. She's mad that Walgreens is going to close its North City location. She sent the letter to the Walgreens CEO because they're going to close they've already closed two Walgreens down south on Gravois and South Grand. Now they're going to close one at 1400 North Grand Boulevard. Go to cut 9, Carl, please.
After a report on the closing of Walgreens at Grand and Dr. MLK, Kenneth Drones says the Jeff Vanderloo Neighborhood Association finally got a response from Walgreens after weeks of waiting.
They still are planning to close the store down.
The response isn't what residents wanted. Walgreens cited poor sales.
We supported it for years.
Enter Cori Bush. The congresswoman for Missouri's 1st Congressional District sent this letter Thursday demanding answers from Walgreens. Bush wants to know why the company closes stores in urban communities.
But we ask that Walgreens think about the citizens, our senior citizens, as well as the people that have kids that buy over-the-counter medication there.
The north side of St. Louis isn't the only area going through this right now. Cori Bush points out in her letter how two Walgreens on the city's south side closed down last year.
Bush cites researchers who say 15% or nearly 45,000 city residents live more than a mile away from a pharmacy.
Yeah, Walgreens says, we apologize for the inconvenience, but we live in a free country where we don't have to operate at a loss.
Yeah, they're saying it's sales, but something tells me there's more at play here. I don't know if they've been targeted with theft or anything like that. Well, but think about Deerbergs. Deerbergs take some heat because they don't have any stores in the city. But yeah. You know what? That is their choice. They see all the break-ins and the crime happening at various stores, including some of the schnooks that are located in the city. They can choose to not have their locations in the city if that's what they want.
Yeah, I understand her trying to suck up to her constituents here. For the longest time, there wasn't a grocery store downtown for people that chose to live on Washington Avenue or something like that. Schnucks had one open for a while. Is it still down there, Carl?
Yeah.
Here on Olive.
It's smaller, but it's there.
Culinaria or something like that, they called it. Mm-hmm. They finally opened one. I know it's been years ago. But you can't force a business. I mean, Cori Bush is going to put a gun to Walgreens head and threaten them somehow federally if they dare to close down a store that's not profitable just because she wants to have access for people in this neighborhood. I guess what will happen next? The city of St. Louis is going to start operating its own pharmacy up there? I mean, not. That's not going
to
happen.
Instead of pointing the finger at Walgreens or any other business that chooses not to be in a particular location, she needs to be pointing the finger at Tashara Jones and the other St. Louis leaders, because she needs to be asking, why are you not incentivizing these businesses to stay in these particular areas? Why are you making it so hard for them to be profitable, for them to keep their doors open without being, you know, targeted by, you know, thieves or whatever else?
They might be willing to incentivize them, but it still may not be enough. I mean, the level of loss, we don't know what that is. Walgreens has chosen to close down three stores.
But do you believe that it's just sales, or do you think there's something else at play?
They're absolutely, they're suffering theft.
Right. That's my thought.
And then if you lock up everything, you get accused of being racist because you've locked up the razors and the this and the that. And you, how dare you do that? Remember they did that in San Francisco and they were accused of being racist for locking those things up. They won't put a security guard in the store because apparently that's against Walgreens policy. The employees aren't allowed to say anything. So the criminals know that. They walk in, load their pockets up and walk right on out. It's been going on for years. Mm-hmm. It's clearly getting worse in some locations, and the company can no longer suffer from the losses. Addressing the crime problem, Corey, might be a better area for you to concentrate on.
And that starts with getting more police on the streets, social workers.
Thank you. That is a huge part of it. And by the way, they were debating yesterday in the House down in Jeff City. They passed a bill to return control of the St. Louis City Police to the state because they're mishandling it so much locally. And, oh, the outcry, the outrage. We're going to talk about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Tell them it's going to be a rock and roll weekend.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox. Rock and roll.
The house, hidden behind the window and the door.
The debate was passionate. It was heated. And in the end, the Missouri House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to have the state take over the city of St. Louis Police Department.
Yes, they did. My friend Andy Banker there on Fox 2 reporting on that story yesterday. I saw Emily Mann had reported on the final vote. This was pretty fascinating for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's not a surprise that the Republican-controlled legislature wants to return control of the police to the state because the city has so mishandled this. They've so politicized it, which was the concern from the beginning. But I actually think when it happened and Francis Slay was still mayor, there was a little bit of common sense applied to it, But immediately the political tendons started getting wrapped around the St. Louis Police Department, right? And then the radical progressives took over, starting with Lyda Crewson, and then it only devolved beyond that with Tashara Jones being in charge now, who wants to defund the police, who supports Cori Bush, who constantly screams to defund the police, and you see the result of it. Hundreds of vacancies, hundreds of people leaving the department as soon as they possibly can. And then Tashara Jones is mad because other departments are sniping her officers that she's trained, but she won't pay them and she won't fully fund the police department. So one of the surprises yesterday is that it was a landslide vote, Kim, but six Democrats voted in favor of the idea, including two from St. Louis, one of them, Steve Butts, who's on the Mark Reardon show all the time. This is what he said on the House floor yesterday.
Every decade, every year, we lose population. Multiple reasons, but I'm going to tell you a reason. A guy that's lived there for 60 years, you talk to people that live in the city of St. Louis, worries about crime and violence is at the top of that list.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
A little honesty there from a city resident who happens to be a Democrat state representative. And he's one of the ones that voted in favor of this yesterday. I thought it was interesting to listen to the Democrats who objected the vote, including Mayor Tashara Jones. Listen.
State control will not stop those crimes, and this is a bad bill, and the city of St. Louis does not want it.
I am so St. Louis that this bill should die a flaming hot death right here.
On social media, St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones called the bill an egregious attempt to make our city less safe.
I had to stop it there. That's funny. Mayor Jones says it's an egregious attempt to make the city less safe. Let me fix that tweet for you. This is an egregious attempt to wrest control of the police department away from me, who has made it less safe. I fixed that for you there, Tish. You're welcome. That's what her tweet should have said.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, she's not being honest about that.
I think people would have probably been against state control until they've seen how far we've gone, how out of control things have become, and now I think that they're probably changing their tune.
Well, here's the other fly in the ointment here, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong because I have police officers who listen in the morning, but even when there's a board in charge of the St. Louis Police Department, they're still not completely in charge of the budget. I mean, the Board of Aldermen can still punish the police department by not fully funding them. I believe that's still potentially a problem here. Listen to the other part of this story and reporting by Andy on it last night.
Don't let anybody fool you. This is about supporting public safety.
South County Republican Brad Crist's bill calls for a new police board made up of the mayor and four governor-appointed members to run a department staffed by at least 1,313 officers. A state board had run the department from the Civil War on until voters approved city control in 2012, with then-Mayor Francis Slay making it official in 2013. Police organizations say the force has shrunk by more than a third since then, with fewer than 900 officers now unable to address lawlessness, which supporters of state control say is driving out residents and damaging a proud city's worldwide reputation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that is the reputation of St. Louis crime.
One third. Just let those numbers soak in. As Jane Duker pointed out yesterday, 500 officers have left the force since Tashara Jones became mayor. They've replaced some of them, and a few of them have returned, but not nearly enough to stem the bloodletting. And how do you police effectively with hundreds fewer officers? Again, Jane tweeted this out yesterday that she just learned that the logs are being deleted. If they have calls that go unanswered, that she alleged that she's learned that those logs are being deleted at the end of the day so it doesn't look as bad.
Did I see she put that there were 100 calls in the queue? That's how backed
I
up they were?
I think the number was something like that. That's like the story we reported in Baltimore the other day when they were begging people to work overtime, and then there were calls of a kid with bruises all over his body at a park, and there were no police to respond. How far away are we from that in St. Louis? You have to ask. You really do. All right, coming up, Nicole Murray with a check of business for you today. Then we'll get to in other news about a quarter till. We'll be back. I'm guessing this is not describing the mood in the Cardinals clubhouse this morning. No. They have another game today, I imagine.
Yep. Tonight.
9:10. It's a late game since it's L.A.
Who's pitching? Do we know? Have we announced that?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is it going to matter? It was ugly yesterday.
Is it going to matter?
Ugly.
I mean, it's a fair question.
It was ugly. So somebody posted yesterday, I mean, it might have been Brad Raines, that what happened in L.A. yesterday is more evidence that management for the Cards did not do what they needed to do in the offseason. But at the same time, the Dodgers are absolutely loaded with talent, and they paid for it.
And we have like six Cardinals on the injured list right now.
I know. That's
Sonny Gray, who was, everyone was so excited, you know, got this amazing pitcher. He's out. So hopefully things can turn around when people are no longer on the injured list.
You got to be willing to spend money.
Thompson is your pitcher
tonight.
Don't
be willing to do that. What, they bring Brad Thompson out of retirement or something?
ZD Thompson.
Oh, sorry. I just wondered. Interesting. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday and happy Easter to everybody out there as well, right? It's a holiday weekend for a lot of people. I think there's schools off and everything today, right?
Some schools? I believe so.
Yeah.
Just a little Market's PSA, closed. You are never too old to get an Easter basket.
Or go to an adult Easter egg hunt. Tell her, Kim.
Yeah, my in-laws are going to be hiding money in the Easter eggs for us.
Ooh. That's how you do it.
I know.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
The sad part is you can't fit a wine bottle into one of those, Nicole.
You can get a little mini shooter. They have smaller versions of those.
That's what I told Mark about, as he wants bourbon.
That's a big egg. It's hard to hide an egg that big, though.
You
right?
can get like one of those shooters.
Yeah.
It's no problem. I've done it.
You tell us how that turned out. I bet that was a good Easter.
It was an interesting Easter.
I'll bet it was. I'll bet. What else you got going on this morning?
Okay, so the stock market is closed today for Good Friday. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 47, the NASDAQ down 20, and the S&P 500 up 5. The S&P 500 has registered its best first quarter performance in 5 years, jumping 10% in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrials saw a just over 13% increase. The NASDAQ posted a 9% pop for the quarter. Busch Stadium, home of the St. Louis Cardinals, have announced a slew of upgrades and new offers ahead of opening day. Baseball fans can look forward to Cardinals-themed friendship bracelets, Stanley Tumbler giveaways, and a ton of food offerings. Some new foods that will be available for purchase include Supreme Nacho Fries, Slinger Hot Dogs piled with hash browns, Wachos or Waffle Nachos consisting of waffle cone chips, and more. Opening day is April 4th. Hess has announced that its board unanimously recommended shareholders vote in favor of the company's sale to Chevron. The $53 billion deal's closing has been delayed by a second request for information by the Federal Trade Commission and by contract arbitration filings from ExxonMobil. Hess noted that shortly after the proposed deal was announced, Exxon had issued a statement indicating its support for the merger. Federal Reserve data says the wealth of the top 1% hit a record of $44.6 trillion at the end of the fourth quarter as an end-of-year stock rally lifted their portfolios. Their total net worth increased by $2 trillion in the fourth quarter alone. The soaring stocks did not just affect the wealthy. Economists say the rising stock market has intensified the wealth effect, which occurs when stocks soar and consumers feel more comfortable spending and taking risks. Huawei has announced its net profit for 2023 more than doubled thanks to better product offerings. The telecommunications company made a comeback in the smartphone market last year with the quiet release of its Mate 60 Pro in China in late August. Reviews indicated the device offers download speeds associated with 5G thanks to an advanced semiconductor chip. In the fourth quarter, Huawei smartphone shipments in the country surged by 47% from a year ago. And finally, 7-Eleven is teaming up with Miracle Seltzer to create a line of summer-themed drinks. There will be five different flavors of sparkling waters: lemon, lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog, which is being described as a liquefied version of 7-Eleven's Big Bite hot dog, ketchup and mustard flavors included. The convenience store giant said more details on the drink line will be released Monday. Mark?
That's disgusting, but you know what? People are going to go just so that they can say they've tried it.
Absolutely. I mean, I have a theory about weird flavors like this. They said something about this when Oreo started coming out with red velvet and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to send them back to the original cookie.
Oh.
Over 7-Eleven, it's supposed to send them back to some of their classic recipes that they've hit the nail on the head.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's like you try it. It's not quite right.
And yuck.
There was someone was trying yesterday on Instagram a Dr. Pepper flavored Peep. And I feel like people
ew.
Either love Peeps or hate Peeps.
Or Dr. Pepper.
I actually really like Dr. Pepper. I don't even like the word Peep, so I'm sorry I keep saying it. But she said that the Dr. Pepper flavored one was better than the original.
I think Peeps are disgusting. I love Dr. Pepper, but Peeps are gross.
They have to be fresh.
It's
fresh Peeps aren't bad. Like, you can
eat
one.
What Peep is fresh? They're all sitting in a bag for how many months?
No, you can get a fresh
Peep.
If the wrap's still on.
Seriously?
Do you?
I do. And they're probably still, all the preservatives, they're probably still fine.
Crusty.
Crusty Peeps. That's what this conversation has morphed into.
Mark, do you like Peeps?
I can choke down a Peep if it's fresh.
Choke down. Listen how that switched real quick. Judging you a little bit, but
I'm sorry. I don't eat them regularly. I'm not saying I would go out and buy them, but if somebody's got a package
like
of them and offered
jumbo
me one, I would
shrimp.
Eat one.
That's like what you're saying for a fresh Peep. I don't think it exists.
Yeah, but I mean as in not crusty, like the one Carl has in his desk.
So Peeps that are not a year old.
I have a friend that loves them stale.
That's gross.
Ew. Oh, my God. And they're just so weird looking. Like, with their eyes, they're like
you don't
want to
eat the little eyes? Is that it?
Oh, my God. Regular chocolate is fine.
Same.
Nicole, have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have
All
a
right.
great Easter.
Yep, we appreciate that. And I love that she brought up the Busch Stadium food thing again. I mentioned we get to go to the media day. Are you going? Did you RSVP?
I did. Okay, so I did make the cut, and I need to RSVP.
Yes, you should do that today, because I think today is the deadline for you to do that. But they have a media luncheon down there where they introduce us to all the new foods in hopes that we will talk to you about it. And I'm hoping they've got that slinger down there. I'm gonna save up my calories, and I'm going to eat that thing and just tell you how delicious it is.
I'm putting my RSVP in right now.
You know who would not be eating one of those? Carl Middleman, because there's too many different kinds of
I love slingers.
Food on there.
There's too many vegetables on it.
There are no vegetables.
It's too healthy for you.
There are no vegetables on there.
I'm surprised you would.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though, Mark. In Carl's defense, though, you were poking fun at him, but you two are, both of you are kind of picky with your food.
No.
Yes.
Not picky. I just don't like red peppers.
Hey, Michelle Cox, are you listening right now? Do you agree with the statement that Mark just made?
She would not agree with the statement Mark just made, but she's wrong, and that's okay.
Oh, okay.
She accepts that after all these years.
It is the Mark Cox morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Carl. Thank you for bringing that up. Coming up, we'll get to another news with Kim, since Ethan continues his fabulous vacation that we can't wait to hear about next week. He was like wading through a river in Utah yesterday in hip waders. It looked fantastic.
He was going to try to fish, but I don't know if he did or not.
Ah. Good. We'll get the details when he comes back. We're back in just a minute.
We're all about good manners, and the kids better sit up straight. We open the door for our elders. Don't take the Lord's name in vain.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
You may have recognized the voice you just heard. That is Adam Wainwright. After dropping two country music singles, Adam Wainwright is set to release his debut album, Hey Y'all, next week on April 5th. There are 13 songs on that album. He's already released two of the songs, Hey Y'all, which is what we just played, and then the other one is A Song Will Bring You Back. The album release coincides with Wainwright opening for Zach Brown Band on April 6th. That concert's at Chaffetz Arena and already sold out.
Wow. Sold out because of Waino or Zach Brown?
Probably both.
I don't know. You got to wonder. I wonder why he didn't just drop it on April 4th. Why wait till the day after Cards opening
day? Because there's no game that day.
I think Cards fans needed it, probably.
Huh. Yeah, do you think?
Well, that's a good point.
I don't know.
Maybe they could talk him into coming out of retirement. Possible, you
People
know?
People either Couldn't love or hate worse. His music.
I know. That's true.
All right. He did three songs when he did the final game.
Oh, he played three songs?
He played three songs, but Bally only showed one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when he sings the national anthem, I feel like every time we get people commenting on that. Turn it off! It's Waino. Come on now.
Thank you. It's Waino.
The former billionaire owner of the popular FTX cryptocurrency trading platform, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. He was found guilty of stealing more than $8 billion from customers of the now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Bankman-Fried was also ordered to pay back more than $11 billion to FTX users, investors, and lenders.
So how is it possible? I was looking back at this. Bernie Madoff got sentenced to 150 years in prison. He died in prison. This guy's going to get out in maybe 20 years. He's only 30 years old. He'll be 50 years old.
He's paying back the money, though. He still has the money. He's paying people back.
Yeah, they try to give him 50 years, but they only give him 25.
I'm shocked. I think that is a very light sentence for what he got away with.
But he didn't get away with it. He got caught.
Well, right. Yeah, but still.
And he's paying everybody back.
And it's crypto, so if you got into crypto, I mean,
that's on you.
Oh, you think it's okay because it was
like,
crypto?
Come on,
I wish I'd bought some of it when it was, $500 a coin instead of $30,000.
Yeah. STDs becoming more popular for older adults, according to the CDC.
Rates
popular?
Of,
popular.
Well, prevalent. Let's go. Prevalent.
There we go.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, Mark.
Are we in the villages down in Florida, or what are we talking about here? It's a badge of honor.
Rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis in people ages 55 and up have more than doubled in the United States from 2012 to 2022. Experts point to a couple of reasons for the spike. They say people are living longer, and then older adults, they say, are not getting the same sex education provided to teens today.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, I don't think older adults need the sex education part of it.
That's true. I'm going to say probably a boost in ED medication.
There you go.
That actually was
wondering
that was one
if
of
that
the
had
things.
Part of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's a big problem down in those retirement villages in Florida. It really is. It's a problem. It's
at any retirement, any sort of like assisted living home, nursing home, I've heard STDs spike.
Really?
Yeah.
Nursing homes?
Yes.
Dang.
That's all you could say, Mark.
Yeah, I'm not going any further than that.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
There are words to describe it that we cannot use
on the
radio.
Any spikes in heart attacks there, too? You just got to wonder, right?
And moving on.
Oh, but
thank you.
St. Louis has been number one in that category for a number of years in the country.
Mark has more comments about this.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Jason Kelce is reportedly being considered to join ESPN's Monday Night Football Countdown crew. Kelce announced, of course, his retirement from the NFL earlier this month. People are now speculating that RG3 and Larry Fitzgerald's roles on that pregame coverage could be in jeopardy now that the network is seriously pursuing Kelce.
Does he have to go without a shirt? Like, is that one of the keys?
Rips it off.
We hope so.
He's an animal.
That's an
know.
Iconic picture.
Well, their podcast he does with his brother is pretty popular, right?
Yes.
So he's clearly got some skills.
I don't know if I'd sign with ESPN now. If you've seen the stuff with Pat McAfee and just him going at like ESPN execs and them going back and forth, it doesn't seem like a great place.
And Disney's trying to spin it off.
Unless it was a guaranteed contract, I'd be a little leery
of
ESPN.
Monday Night Football is still going to, no matter who owns ESPN, Monday Night Football will still be a thing.
Yeah,
I hate to ask the question, but was their podcast popular before Travis Kelce was dating Taylor? Okay,
it was.
I just wanted to know. Yeah. I'm sure it's more popular now. Like, girls who don't care about football are probably listening to it.
Listening just because it's Travis Kelce.
Okay, good to know it was already popular. Our pal Punxsutawney Phil is now the dad of two baby groundhogs. The group that handles Phil and his supposed groundhog wife, Phyllis, say they had two healthy babies, but they didn't say anything about the babies' genders or names.
Did they meet at a retirement home?
Carl? Just in case you were wondering, Phil and his family live in a climate-controlled quarters at the Punxsutawney Memorial Library. Is that for real? I know I wrote that, but I'm asking the question. I did not. I did not know.
Yes. So the rodent's wife's name is Phyllis. His name is Phil. Her name is Phyllis. And they're married?
Well,
of course they are, Mark. Don't you question that.
What's going on in Philadelphia?
I must have missed that marriage ceremony.
I guess we
weren't invited to that wedding.
Carrying on the tradition,
I guess. Didn't make the cut. Okay, a possible moonshine cave has been discovered under the grandstands of a NASCAR track in North Carolina. The discovery was made during a routine cleaning and inspection at the Wilkesboro Speedway last week. They noticed that the concrete had cracks in it. Turns out there's a 700-square-foot area that's open underneath.
That's how NASCAR started.
Yeah, there were rumors
moonshine. Yeah. Interesting.
There you go.
But this is more recent, I'm guessing.
This is very recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's legal now. Why would you have to make it illegally? I don't understand that, really, completely. We'll get to J.J. Carafano coming up here at about 20 after. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.